When I was 9 years old, I did something I am still too embarrassed to admit. I took my mother's diamond earrings, which were very special family treasures, to give them to my girlfriend at the time. My mom comes from a family with a lot of old money and she inherited valuable family jewelry, though she hardly ever wears it. This jewelry had been in our family for many generations, and each piece held a lot of sentimental value. One day in elementary school, I decided I wanted to give a birthday present to my girlfriend back then, Lucille. I thought that giving her something so beautiful would show how much I liked her. I sneaked into my mom's bedroom, which always felt like an off-limits place to me. I carefully opened her jewelry box and chose a pair of shiny gold and diamond earrings. They sparkled in the light, looking even more stunning than I remembered. I put them in a small camera film box I found lying around the house, thinking it would keep them safe. The next day at school, I proudly gave the earrings to Lucille. She was amazed and thanked me, wearing them right away. Since my mom rarely wore her jewelry, it took her several months to realize the earrings were missing. But when she did, she was very sad and upset. Not only were the earrings very special to her, but it turned out I had taken the most valuable pair she owned. She looked everywhere for months and asked my brother and me many times if we had seen them. Each time she asked, my guilt grew, but I was too scared to confess. Eventually, my grandpa found out, and he was really angry too. Those earrings were more than just jewelry, they had been passed down through many generations, from one family member to another. They were a symbol of our family's history and heritage. My grandpa and mom searched high and low, but of course, they never found them. It's been over 20 years now, and I have never confessed. Sometimes the topic still comes up at family get-togethers. My mom will mention how she lost her favorite earrings, and my grandpa will sigh and shake his head. Each time, I feel that familiar pang of guilt, but the words to confess just won't come out. It's a secret I carry with me, a small but heavy burden from my childhood.